MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Bureau of Land Management has announced a series of fee-free days for all BLM-managed lands across the U.S. This means U.S. citizens and residents will be able to access public lands for free on President's Day, February 16th, Memorial Day, May 25th, Flag Day, June 14th, Independence Day weekend, July 3rd through 5th, Constitution Day, September 17th, Theodore Roosevelt's birthday, October 27th, and Veterans Day, November the 11th. On fee-free days, the waiver applies to recreation standard amenity and day use fees on BLM lands, including visitor centers, picnic day use areas, and national conservation lands. Expanded amenity fees and other fees like group day use, developed camping, cabin rentals, and individual special recreation permits for the use of special areas remains in effect. For a list of BLM sites, go to blm.gov/visit. And Ruidoso residents are encouraged to attend a series of meetings to determine the direction of an updated village comprehensive plan, which will run daily 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., January 12th through 16th at the Ruidoso Convention Center at 111 Sierra Blanca Drive. All sessions are free to attend. There will also be studio workshops open each day at 9 a.m. to allow community members to take an active role in creating the new plan. For more information, visit planruidoso.com. And Uzziah Alaniz was charged with burglarizing a Ruidoso jewelry store during the South Fork fire nearly 2 years ago. State police said officers assisting evacuations and roadblocks during the South Fork fire noticed someone had broken into Johnston Jewelry on Sutterith Drive, and a blood sample collected at the scene connected Alaniz to the crime on December 29th. He is already serving time at the Northeast New Mexico Detention Facility on unrelated charges. He has been charged with aggravated burglary with a deadly weapon, possession of burglary tools, larceny over $20,000, tampering with evidence, and criminal damage to property. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.